Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
You go all over social media, you're going to see all types of fitness content, fitness influencers, fitness coaches, personal trainers, and you might even see some fitness podcasts. But I'm here to tell you, you're not going to find something like this. And people try to duplicate, but it's not a debate. You can't reciprocate, and then that turns into a whole lot of hate. Listen, this is the best fitness podcast out. You're going to come here, we're going to laugh. We're going to educate, we're going to entertain, and we're going to talk a little shit. And listen, man, if you're doing more brunching and crunching, this might be the podcast for you. Don't come here and get offended. Just soak up the game, apply it, and watch your life change. So sit back, enjoy the show, tell a friend to tell a friend, and tap in. Let's get this episode started. Hey, live on a Wednesday. What's going on, y'all? It's your boy C. Marty Fit, and we back here with another episode on the Less Brunches, More Crunches podcast. Yes, sir, he's back. What's going on, man? Listen, you know what? Before I even get into the episode, I see a lot of y'all confused with the vertical thing. There's two of them. It's a vertical and a horizontal. I'm trying something new out. So click the other link. That's going to be the horizontal. So go ahead, check that. But anyway, man, what's going on, y'all? It's your boy C. Marty Fit, and we back here with another episode on the Less Brunches, More Crunches podcast. Listen, man, I'm excited to be here on another Wednesday night episode. And listen, man, this one's going to be a little bit crazy. This one's going to be a little bit crazy. I know every episode is a little crazy, but this one's going to be crazy here, man. But listen, man, this is the best fitness podcast out, and I know they're going to tell you something different. They're going to tell you that we toxic here. They're going to tell you that we need to be canceled. They're going to sit here and tell you that this guy doesn't know what he's talking about. They going to see a black man talking about fitness and say I'm speaking in Ebonics.
Nope.
They going to say I'm uneducated.
Nope.
They going to say my basketball career sucked.
Nope.
They going to say all types of things, but that don't take away from the fact that this is the best fitness podcast out. And if it is your first time watching, I got one request. I ask that you hit the like button. You probably wondering why you got to hit the like button for a guy in a black shirt with some headphones that don't match the black shirt, that match the black pillows, but it don't match the couch. You need to hit the like button because this is the best fitness podcast out. This is the illest fitness podcast out. This is the coolest, coldest, dopest, most entertaining fitness podcast out. If you're a returner, I need you to hit the like button as well. And shout out to the Play Back Gang, a.k.a. the PBG. If you play back gang, man, hey, look, show some love in the comments. Let us know you're here. So a lot of y'all watch the show, and I don't even know y'all exist. I just want to show some love. So go ahead in the comments. Leave some love in the comments, man. Listen, bro, before we get this episode started, it's a lot of people coming up to me saying they're asking if the podcast is still going on. They're like, you still do the podcast? I'm like, yeah, of course I still do the podcast. So apparently on YouTube, people aren't getting the notifications. I'm not sure what's going on, but listen, the podcast ain't going anywhere. The podcast is going absolutely nowhere. And we here to stay. So listen, man, I see some hate in the comments already, and we'll address the hate in a second. But anyway, with all that being said, let's talk to the fam real quick, and then let's get this episode started. Dom DeMarco, Wicked, what up? Low Tier, what up? I see y'all talking trash early. I like it. I like the energy today. KG, yeah, like I said, I got the vertical stream, but I got the horizontal too. So just click the other link. I'm testing something new out. So if you want a vertical, just switch over to the horizontal. Either way, live on a Wednesday. See Marty, what's up, baby? I'm already strong, bro. Mm-hmm. I'm horizontal, bro. Nope. I'm trying out new modes like he's at Planet Fitness.
Nope.
Why can't you talk well? They say I can't talk well because I'm black. That's
I'm
why.
Not going to say what race, what people.
TJ Maxx, what up? How many disabilities do you have? XF, I hope you're not trolling. XF, I hope you're not trolling. We ain't had a troll in a minute. Let's not do the trolls today. Let's not do it. I'm feeling good today. I feel like cooking today.
Let him cook.
So let's chill. Seth, what up? TJ Maxx, how much you make streaming? TJ Maxx said, I want to join your podcast and make it interesting. Well, you know, some things, man, they just you know, some things gonna stay disclosed, man. I'm broke. I ain't making no money stream. I ain't making nothing. So go and drop a super chat for your boy or cop a t-shirt. If they disagree, they say you're D little, you gay or hate your mother, but this is a fitness podcast. And we got some of that on here. We got some of that on here. Just wait. Clips said, what's good? What's going on, Clips? Life of CC, what up? And Jay Sharp, he's back! Hey, man, with all that being said, let's get this episode going. Marco. All right, we starting off hot today. We getting straight to it. We got this lady here. She says, men are mad that I'm fat.
Oh, brother, right. This guy stinks!
It's going to be some triggering stuff on here. I know I got a lot of new subscribers. Listen, just bear with me. It's a lesson behind everything. Let's check it out, man. Make sure y'all hit the like button, and let's get this episode started.
You know what flabbergasts me?
Uh-oh.
What really grinds my gears? What really frosts my cooking?
Uh-oh.
I think that it is insane that people be mad that I'm fat.
Hold on.
Stop the cap.
Are people really mad that you're overweight? And one thing that overweight people do in this country is they tend to lie to themselves, and they'll tell themselves a lie to stay big back, to stay walking around like this. So we got the first lie. People mad that she's fat.
People really be like upset. People really,
mm-hmm.
especially men, will really like talk and comment so much outlandish shit up underneath my pictures and my videos. Mm-hmm. They really like spew so much hate.
Well, people leave hateful comments on all types of videos. They leave, you know, they leave hateful comments on LeBron James' page, Tom Brady, all types of people. So I don't know why you think you're exempt from it. If you post on the internet, that's what come with it. Fat, skinny, fit, small, whatever.
All of the jokes, the high blood pressure, the diabetes jokes, like just all of this shit because I'm big. What the fuck do me being big have to do with y'all?
Well, they doing high blood pressure jokes. Don't y'all make jokes about men being broke? Don't y'all make jokes about men having small D? Don't y'all make jokes about men being unemployed? People gonna make fun of everything.
I be so like, because they be dead serious. Like, I really go viral damn near weekly because mm-hmm. people like share my photos, they talk shit, and it just keep going. Mm-hmm. I just need y'all to know that I'm one of those influencers. Bitch, I'm clapping back, and my clap back come with my entire city. Ask about me.
And that's the issue right there. Listen, everyone's going to have supporters, but she, I don't know what city she's, you find out what city she's from, y'all. I don't know what city she's from. What city y'all think she's from? But, you know, the people support this big back behavior, right? They're going to support, I bet you she gets more support than a fit woman from her city. I bet you she gets more support than a positive person from her city. And you look at the numbers in America, and this is why. Because people going to defend her. You tell someone that they're overweight, people just going to sit there and not leave her alone. You just mad because you can't hit it.
Whoa. Nope.
Whoa, relax. That's the issue in America.
Okay. One thing about it, my entire city is riding behind me, and it's not even just people from my city. Like, but that's neither here nor there. I be flabbergasted.
All right, man.
Oh, brother, this guy stinks.
We got to stop supporting this shit, man. We got to stop supporting it. You wonder why we seeing more and more plus size influencers, because they got people backing them up, right? You wonder why people aren't incentivized to get on a health and fitness journey, right? Why people are so opposed to going to the gym, why people are so opposed to just doing something different. But that's what it is in America, dog, and especially with a certain community.
I'm not going to say what race, what people.
That's what it is, man. And so I started with this video because wait till we get to the next one. You're going to see more support from the black community and its obesity. But before that, I'm going to hop in these comments. Make sure I hit the like button. I'm killing y'all already on this episode. Where we at, man? Where we at in these comments? I'm asking because you're showing sign of developmental disabilities. Okay. All right. Someone with no profile picture, the name XF. Is smarter than me, telling me I have disabilities. Got you, buddy. Hey, make sure you hit the like button, though. Thanks for the views. Those power rack squats have been a game changer. Good luck on the tips and inspiration. Of course, brother. And listen, what's crazy is they told me that the quarter squats were trash. They told me they were bullshit. And I'm seeing a lot of improvements, too, with my speed, with my jumping, with everything, man. So, of course, brother. And I got more stuff on the way for y'all. Only co-host he can have is Kobe, Toon, and Spider-Mo. appreciate that, Clips. Zoomer, what up? W-Stream? Excuse me. Something tells me she ain't mad to have frosting on her cookie. I believe that. TJ, I want to be fat. TJ, Max, you're out of here.
Strike three, you're out.
She said, high blood pressure and diabetes jokes. Sis, those ain't jokes. That's reality for you in a decade or two. And it might be reality right now. It might be reality right now. Yeah, you cover your whole screen, man. When joints mention their city, that either means they're a hot girl, if you know, you know, or they're a bop. Yep. Well, it's a fitness podcast, but yeah, I agree with you. Yeah, we're not even going to go there because that just proves the theory on this podcast even more. Iraq is doing, I'll bet, is exactly what's wrong with that statement. You assuming shit. Okay, you can get the fuck
Strike
out of here, too.
You're out.
All right. Wicked, what up? XF is probably Marie or whatever. Yeah, we getting a lot more people now, man. Shorty need to eat a salad. I agree. What is a bop? A thought. All right, hey, let's keep this episode going, man. So we got, hey, Wicked, you're going to have to get on Urban Dictionary, man. You can't be asking everything this episode, every episode, man. Every episode, Wicked, what does this mean? get on Urban Dictionary, man. I'm just messing with you, bro. But anyway, we got someone, we got Kelly Williams. She was on the show Family Matters. And she was hot back in the day. She looked good back in the day. Well, apparently, 30 years later, she does not look the same.
Nope.
So there was a lot of controversy on that. So I'm going to bring this up really quickly. Where is my video? One second. Why is my thing acting so?
Hello, everybody.
All right. What she's saying is irrelevant, but you see her here. So if you look on the bottom right of the photo, that's what she looked like on Family Matters. If y'all saw the show. You remember her. And to the left is what she currently looks like now at 50. And so a lot of people are saying, damn, she fell off. What happened? And so the first thing I want to point out is, ladies, right? You're not going to be a hot girl forever.
Nope.
Okay. You can be young and hot in your 20s, but if you don't work out, if you don't eat healthy, if you're in a caloric surplus, you live a sedentary lifestyle, you eat whatever you want, you're drinking alcohol every weekend, you smoking hookah, you're doing all of this stuff, this is a reality, right? And we see a lot of women, a lot of, especially in the black community, in our community, right? We see a lot of women that look like this. Let's keep it 100. I ain't even saying nothing bad, I ain't even body shaming her. But a lot of them were hot girls back in the day. You see their photos like, damn, auntie, what was you on?
Nope.
Auntie, what was you doing?
What?
Right? And so people don't understand that resistance training, working out, doing your cardio, high protein diet, low to moderate carb diet, it's going to keep you looking young. Building muscle is going to anti-age you, right? You're going to reverse. You're going to be looking better, looking younger as you age, right? Moving better, feeling better as you age. So a lot of people don't realize that. But unfortunately, in the black community, the comments on this video, she looks great. She looks amazing. What's the problem? Why y'all making fun of her, right? And we also had some simp behavior, some simp bitch-ass ninjas. We had some simp bitch-ass ninjas defending it. And we're going to talk about the black men in the black community who keep our women overweight.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Ladies, get away from these dudes and stop listening to them. Let's check it out. Hold tight. Make sure y'all hit the like button. And let's check out this simp behavior, man. If I could find the video. Where's my video? Here. No, that's not it. Hold on. Hold on. Here it is.
Video going viral right now of Kelly Williams, aka Laura Winslow. And everybody and their mother wants to talk about how they feel like she let herself go. They're talking.
She did let herself go.
About the grays in her hair. They're talking about how they feel like she gained way too much weight.
She did.
And I'm over here like, yo, y'all know she's 50, right? This is.
Hold up. Pause right there. 50 does not mean you have to fall the fuck off. 50 does not mean you can keep up with yourself. And 50 does not mean you give zero effort to your health and fitness.
That's why women are dying on the operating table. They're trying to live up.
Hold up again.
Nope.
Women are not dying on the operating table because they age when they get to 50, because they neglect their fitness at 50. These are young girls in their 20s, maybe 30s doing that shit for the most part. Don't sit here and say that women are getting on the operation table because they fell off as they age at age 50. Matter of fact, shut your bitch ass up.
Shut your bitch ass up, nigga.
Let's keep it going.
Up to some unrealistic, not natural standard. And a lot of ladies are coming to her defense, but I don't see any fellas doing it. So I figured I might as well.
Yeah, there's a reason guys aren't coming to her defense, because guys tend to tell the fucking truth and ladies tend to lie to each other, especially in the black community.
I'll be one of the ones, because when I see her, I see nothing but positivity.
Oh,
I see,
my God.
Literally, it's radiating off of the screen. Like, nothing about her screams anything other than classy, well put together.
Well, I think high calories are radiating off of her. I think chicken grease might be radiating off of her. But we got to stop lying to these women. My mother 10 years older than her and look 20 years younger than her. And I know plenty other women and men that's older than her and look better than her. I see them all the time. I see them daily. We got to stop this shit in the black community.
Family oriented, community oriented.
What are you talking about?
I like to crack jokes too. You know what I mean? Certain people shit.
So big back means family oriented and community oriented. The black community's cook.
Be protected. People that have positive energy. God forbid something happened to her. Like everybody, oh, RIP, oh, she was so great. She gave me so much memories, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
It's like you'd have all these positive things to say. So why harp on something like this that's so negative? And even if you did feel that way, let's say you felt that way. Yo, bro, her positive energy would force me to rephrase how I'm trying to say that.
Oh, so listen, bro. So this is another problem in the black community. It's an American problem, but especially in the black community. People want to phrase things a certain way. They don't want to tell her what it is. I'm not saying you got to call her a fat B word.
Nope.
But what I'm saying is you'd either lie or you'd rather sugarcoat it and say she looks well-oriented and community-oriented or family-oriented, whatever the bullshit he said.
Nope.
And this is the problem right here. This is why our women feel so comfortable falling off, feel so comfortable gaining weight, feel like they're supposed to be morbidly obese. It's inevitable. It's nothing they can do about it because y'all make this shit comfortable for them. It starts with the men. And it's a reason why it's more women lying to her in the comments, saying all this shit. And why it's more men like, she got to get this shit together. Fellas, stop simping. And ladies, stop listening to these simp ass niggas.
That she gained weight or she looks different. Like, her energy would literally make me pause and say, nah, I don't want to violate her like that. Because there's tons of people out here on this planet that I'm not going to say, actually, no, I am going to say they deserve it. But I know some of y'all don't feel that way. Regardless, I don't think she deserves it. And a lot of the fellas, y'all are the, I saw Anton Daniels. That's woke up this morning and I see him saying, oh, women are trying to make excuses.
They are.
And because a lot of ladies are like, yo, she might have a hormonal problem. It might be a medical issue. It might be whatever. Or.
All right, let's stop this shit right here. Okay. We got to have a serious talk. I might offend some people here. I really don't care. Okay. But this is the absolute truth. All right. Let's take inventory of all the overweight women in America. Let's say there's 100 overweight women in America. We know there's more than that. But for the sake of this example and for numbers, let's say there's 100 women in America. Oh, I'm sorry, 100 overweight women in America. Out of those women, how many of them have hormonal issues and some type of disease keeping them fat? Give me a number in the comments, okay? Y'all act like the number is 99 of them. This is America too. So if you're not black, this applies to, you know, the Hispanics, to the whites, because y'all have obese people too. So just take this and put it in your community. But we know what our people eat. We see the restaurants. We see the alcohol being celebrated. We see the hookah being celebrated, right? We see all the 7-Eleven runs. Right. And as a fitness coach, the lack of knowledge towards nutrition is diabolical. OK. Most of this shit is preventative. Most of this shit is in our control and is from our decisions. We're not about to sit here and act like the whole black community and our women, especially, just be walking around eating healthy and active, building muscle, increasing resting metabolic rate. That ain't the case.
Nope.
So we got to stop this bullshit, okay? Everything is, you don't know what they're going, I do know what they're going through. They're going through Cheetos, Ruffles, and crumble cookies. That's what they're going through. So we got to stop this shit.
It could just be she's older now. Her metabolism is slow. It takes a lot more for her to lose weight. What's wrong with that? I guess there's no...
Okay, and listen... It does take women more to lose weight, but if they ain't doing shit to lose weight, stop blaming it on all that other bullshit. Stop blaming it on that. And I see you, Roselle. I'm going to get to the comments. Yes, I'm a man. I train black women. I've helped more black women than you lose weight. I've helped more black women, like this woman in this situation here, lose weight. This is what I do for a living. When I'm up at 4 a.m. helping black women lose weight, you're in the bed asleep. So me being a man has nothing to do with it. It has nothing. This is science. You could be a man or a woman, read a book, learn the science, and learn calorie deficit and learn macronutrients. Being a man has nothing to do with it. Anyway, let's keep it going.
A real super nice way, I guess it would come off offensive regardless. Actually, nah, not really. Not really. If you come right from a, like,
that's enough of him. Anyway, he could shut his bitch ass up.
Shut your bitch ass up, nigga.
I don't have time for all that. But anyway, making excuses for these people, man. And we wonder why we got the results we got. All right? We got to be honest. And listen, the truth ain't supposed to be something sugar-coated. It ain't supposed to be all soft and fluffy and all of this bullshit. The truth hurts sometimes. It sounds harsh. That's how people level up. So stay where you at or drop that weight. And it is what it is. And you know I'm going to tell the truth. And you know I got it. football coach. Shit is insane, bro. Jenny, what up? Yeah, she fell off crazy. Laura fell off. Lauren, Steve, bring back elementary school. Oh, man, here y'all go. I took pictures of her at a wedding and was shocked it was her. Yeah, show me that picture, bro. Yeah, she fell off, man. There are exceptions like dudes who work out who are taking drugs. They're going to look old as fuck. Yeah, that's different. That's just a whole different thing. The wall, that's crazy. Is that Dr. Umar?
Break free, you're out.
Yeah, 50. Yeah, 50 ain't. Yeah, nothing about her looks well put together. The negativity's not healthy. Okay, Roselle, I see you might be a troll as well. So, Roselle, so if the negativity is not helping, what is the positivity doing? What? So, telling our women to stay thick and juicy and telling them that they're beautiful the way they are and they're healthy the way they are, is that making the obesity rate go up or go down? Because you can't say the opposite doesn't work if what we're doing now is clearly not fucking working. Y'all got to stop that. Mike, boy, if you don't. He was right about one thing. Fat women do represent family and community. It is sad. Bro, try and crack them buns. 5 to 15% of the fat women have hormonal issues, if I had to guess. And KG, I think it's less than that. I love when people act like obesity doesn't cause said hormonal issues. Thank you. Same with PCOS. If you have PCOS and you're eating trash and you're not active and you're not doing things to combat these issues, it's just going to get worse. See, Marty, off topic, but did you see the new U.S. study that shows that obesity rate is actually closer to 70%, not 40%?
Nope.
Send it to me. I know you're not a fan, but that's one of the first things that corrects when you water fast. Excuse me. Like in as little as 3 days, women feel better, have more energy. It's not hard. Now, I actually do believe that. I believe that. Machete, what up? Dudes definitely can hit. Listen, dudes for sure can hit the wall. I thought you weren't going to respond to fools. She's actually, Roselle ain't as bad as Marie. You know what I'm saying? I'm talking about the delivery. I mean, do you want help or no? All right, because soft delivery ain't helping shit. It's really crazy how many people are out of shape here. It is. What's going on, Dwayne? And let's keep this episode going, man. All right. We're going to go over this one quickly. And make sure y'all hit the like button for your boy. We got, and it's just another case of people blaming narcissists or blaming shit that's not contributing to their actual weight loss. Let's check it out. It's fun to stay at the It says it's going hard from this to this. So she's clearly heavier. And it says this to this. Yep, a narcissist will do it to you. Listen, man.
Oh, brother.
And I'm not sitting here. Stinks. I'm not sitting here denying that life doesn't happen, right? You could have been with a narcissist. You could have been with a verbally abusive guy. He could have been cheating on you. Listen, absolutely. But at the end of the day, it was your choice to overeat. It was your choice to skip the gym, right? And shit happens. I've been super depressed and let myself go. So I absolutely understand how it can happen. And I've also been depressed and still been getting that working. All right. So we got to just cut this shit out, man.
Why the first thing y'all do is blame narcissists? Why don't y'all blame Publix, ShopRite, Costco's, McDonald's?
Uh-huh.
The list goes on.
Yeah. Yeah, man. Absolutely, man. Shout out to him for talking about the truth. But again, man, we gotta call a spade, bro. And until we can, the obesity rate is going to continue to increase. What'd you say, CeCe? 70%. 70%. It's getting crazy out here, man. Let's keep it going. Fat women only represent family and community in a certain community. Yep. It's unfortunate. It is unfortunate.
You know.
Well, actually, two communities. No. Black community and Hispanic community. Shout out to Hispanics. Maria is somewhere watching from a burner. Probably. I play basketball with women outside my community, and they are fit and can play 3 to 4 games back to back. Won't say what race.
I'm not gonna say what race, what people.
She ballooned up. She looked like one of my big back neighbors who waddles when her big ass walks. It's crazy. Roselle, thanks for sharing that, Roselle. I understand stuff happens. The narcissist whipped up in that kitchen. The narcissist went to Wendy's and Burger King.
It's Wendy's. It's Burger King.
Working out is the best thing when you're stressed. Getting fat is the worst. It absolutely is. And it's like our two most responsive things in our body, right? Or the things our body responds to the most, our brain and our stomach. And it's just crazy how, you know, our brain can convince ourselves, right? We got to have this. As soon as our stomach start growling, we got to have the sweets. We got to have this. We got to have the alcohol. And we do the shit to ourselves. We do it to ourselves. And I'm not perfect, right? I'm human. I understand. I get cravings, right? I get cheat meals. And I'm like, damn. A lot of times I'm like, damn, I shouldn't even ate that shit. I should have put that shit down. I should have kept driving by. Right? But obviously, you know, I'm mentally strong enough to not fall into that consistently. You know, I might do it once a week, maybe once every other week, but it's all on us, right? If I mess up my meal plan, the first person I'm blaming is me. I'm not about to blame some shorty. What I'm about to do, blame a chick? Yeah, you know the chick, she wanted me to, what kind of bitch ass shit is that? Nobody's holding a gun to my head and forcing me to eat this stuff. Nobody's forcing me to skip my workouts either. Nobody's forcing me to bullshit my workouts, right? So this is all our choice. Let's keep going in these comments.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Hey, yo, Wicked, you gotta chill, bro. Good habits are created by working out even when you fell off. Absolutely, that's a bar right there. Coach Pope Fitness, what up? I had cravings for white nut cookies today, but I don't have all the time. Well, you got time for no diddy, because no that diddy, was crazy.
You know?
That was absolutely crazy.
No diddy, you know?
All right, speaking of no diddy, we have, I'm going to give a no diddy warning.
No diddy, you know?
Okay, I know we got a lot of new viewers. I don't have anything against the gay community, okay? I react to white people, black people, straight people, gay people all on this show. This guy here on the next video is clearly gay, but he says some straight bullshit out of his mouth. And what I don't like is when anybody says anything derogatory about straight men, me being a straight male. We're not standing for that shit, and we're not standing for people encouraging women to stay big, specifically black women. All right, let's check this video out, and we're going to keep this thing going. Kenneth Dockery, whoa, pause. I can't lie, I didn't know nothing about nutrition till 25, 26. It really is something we need to teach black kids. Absolutely agree. Yeah, pause. No matter what mood I'm in, I'm going to hit that gym through it all. I refuse to be a big mama. All right, make sure y'all hit the like button, man. Let's check the video out and keep it going. Wrong video. My bad, y'all. I make it. Hey, coaches mess up. Here we go.
If you're a plus size woman and you're dating, I need you to understand something. Most guys are into you, and if they're not into you, then they have a small dick. And I will not be repeating myself. Look.
Oh, brother, this guy stinks!
And see, this is the shit I'm talking about. You're telling women, you're encouraging women to stay big. And if a guy doesn't like that, or that's not his preference, he has a small D. You D-shame right away. Come on, man, this shit is goofy. And ladies, y'all gotta realize this shit is goofy. Y'all gotta realize this shit is goofy, ladies. Because at this day and age, a lot of straight, even myself, I'm taking a risk responding and reacting to this video. Right, a lot of straight guys, we just shutting up. Because you get canceled as soon as you respond to someone that's gay. Even no matter what type of bullshit they on. Now, I ain't going to spend too much time on this video because I ain't trying to get canceled. But come on, bro. And this guy here, one, doesn't date women. Two, clearly doesn't give a fuck about your health. He cares about selling you a course or getting your views, engagement, possibly AdSense revenue, possibly sponsorship deals, just to make you feel good about being unhealthy. Ladies, y'all got to see through that bullshit. You have to. We only get one body. You got to take care of it. This is insane.
Men love big boobs. They love big butts. So you need to understand that most men are actually checking for you.
And yes, men do love big butts, but understand you can have a big butt and it be a fit big butt as well. You don't have to be 40% body fat to have a big butt.
If they're not, it is because they fear that they can't get it in. They don't have enough runway to actually hit any of your spots.
Yeah, this is crazy. And that's okay.
We'll let them go. And if you don't believe me, just think about all of the men that are checking for you. Black men, Hispanic men, tall, lanky gamers, prisoners, military men, Africans, Caribbean.
Ladies, this guy won't even lay down with you, let alone take you out on a date and pursue you. And you're going to listen to him about your health. Y'all can't be that stupid, ladies.
Shorties, half your size, short kings, packing. The only exception would be bodybuilders. They're not packing, but they want to do sets with you. I don't know how else to say it. But I don't want you tripping in these dating streets because you feel like no one's checking for you. They're all checking for you, and if they're not, they got a small dick. Period.
Yeah, man.
Oh, brother, this guy stinks!
Yeah, he gets one of these two.
Shut your bitch ass up, nigga.
And he gets one of these two.
Shut up, bitch!
And one of these. I mean, this is what America's coming to, and this is what the black community is coming to. Because it's not just the black community saying bullshit like this, but this right here is pitiful, man. This is absolutely pitiful. Again, like I said, ladies, have enough sense to not listen to this bullshit. And this is what I don't understand about black men, whether you gay or straight. Like, what is the beef? Why are you coming at us, bro? Straight black men ain't do nothing to you. You're free to date who you want, right? Why are you messing up our women that we wanna pursue? Why are you messing up their heads, bro? Focus on your shit. Focus on your community. This is ridiculous, man. I see this dude is telling y'all to stay fat, but he's not fat. This guy isn't morbidly obese. Now, he looks, you know, skinny, a little under-muscled, but he might have a workout regimen himself. And I bet you if he woke up fat, he would lose his mind. So this is crazy. I'm not rocking with this shit, man. And I do low-key want to respond, do a short reaction. Short video, but I don't know. I might stay away from it, man, because this right here is insane. But it just, like, there's no way as a straight man who dates straight women, I'm going to listen to what a dyke has to say. If a dyke going, yeah, see, Marty, stay broke. Woman still going to want you. If she don't want you, she got a bad coochie.
Nope.
How stupid does that sound? How stupid does that sound? Sounds pretty dumb. If you don't think so, then you might as well just get on the
body. Strike three, you're out.
Take a stroll. This is not the podcast for you. But it's cooked out here, man. It's cooked. Every man for himself, every woman for himself, and it is what it is. You know I'm going to tell the truth, and you know I got it.
Dumb DeMarco.
Where we at on these comments, man? Where we at? Dude is so sweet, he's leaking sugar.
No, did he, you know?
It's crazy. I'm tired of this bag of Skittles. Hey, y'all gotta relax, Brad. I believe the only reason a woman should lose weight is for health reasons. And hey, Brad, nothing wrong with that, Brad. I don't understand why a gay guy want to tell black girls to stay fat. Shit, crazy, bro. Y'all wild. Y'all gotta chill, bro. Chill. I know they wouldn't come at somebody in that community like that, but women and the G's always talking shit. That dude trying to keep women fat and unhappy. He said, black men first, then prisoners. That's crazy. Insane. That, yo, that's crazy, Hampton. Bro got two bumps on his chin. Yo, he got rejected by a fit black dude. Possible. Why is the screen like this? It's two links, bro. Go to the other link. You're probably on the vertical one. Go to the horizontal link. It should be two of them, man. I probably won't do this again. I'm just testing it out, honestly. So bear with me, man. Hey, look, the podcast got to evolve. Sometimes I'm going to try some new shit. You dig? All right? Don't give him the smack button. He might like that.
Boy, ain't no way, boy.
The internet be wildin'. Shout out to the Best Fitness Podcast. Appreciate that, brother. Is he being spiteful because a handsome gym dude turned him down? It's possible. Made it to a live on the treadmill. Bria, what's good? Welcome back to the show, Bria.
Welcome to the show.
What in the actual fuck? Is he competing with the women? Yes. Just mentioned on Kobe's podcast, petition to get you guys on different times on Wednesdays. We'll see. Why do gay dudes talk all feminine like that? I have zero problem with who you like, but he talks more feminine than most women. It's like a caricature. It's cringe. I don't have an answer for that, bro. I'm not sure. I know a lot of gay guys that just talk normal, bro. So I don't have an answer for you. But I know plenty of gay dudes. You won't even know they gay when they talk. You gonna know that you know what I'm saying? You gotta have an actual conversation with them. So hey man, let's keep this episode going. What we got next? Okay. We've talked about Toni Fine on this podcast. Toni Fine is a fitness coach. She's very popular on TikTok, popular on Instagram too. She's a black woman. And her target audience is black women. Her clientele base is black women. And she basically tells them, hey, look, get your shit together. Lose weight. This is why you're not losing weight. She's a straight shooter like myself. She gets straight to the point. I love her. Love her content. Would love to do a podcast with her. Apparently, we got guys mad at her. We're going to check it out in a second. More garbage to help divide men and women. The CIA doing laps around us. It's cooked, man. CIA popping bottles in the locker room. Yeah, CIA definitely won. 6'7". Caleb's ASMR. Not sure what that was for, but welcome to the show. All right, let's check out this simp mad at Toni Fine. Let's check it out, man.
Yeah, since you like to talk shit about everybody, I'm on your turkey mouth ass. This lady right here always downs other women about their body size when they're coming to her for help. She don't know if they've had children, if they're premenopause.
All right, well, first thing here. First of all, the women voluntarily get on her Instagram, TikTok, and watch her. So if you don't like what she's talking about, you don't have to get on there. I'm not about to sit here and watch somebody I don't necessarily like and be in the comments talking shit. That's fucking weird.
Nope.
Okay, and clearly this guy knows nothing about fitness because the first thing he said was have a baby.
Nope.
Brother, most of the women in the gym have kids. Most of the bomb bodies you see on women, black, white, Hispanic, Asian, in the gym have kids.
What?
That excuse is so played out. We've debunked that. There's so much science to debunk that shit. So many ways to snap back. Okay, having a kid is not just a path to a big fat land. All right, let's get that off the table.
Perimenopause, PCOS, she don't give a fuck. She just ripping right through them like a motherfucking roadrunner. Her mouth moves like a roadrunner. She looks like a roadrunner. And honestly, she has all...
I know this ninja not talking.
...all that confidence. But lady, take that shit off and really let me see that age. Let me see that age. I want to see those bags underneath the eye because that nutrition probably's not there. You just know how to put that blossom booga booga on. okay?
Yo, a grown man hating on a successful woman like this is actually insane.
Yeah, and then the thing about her, too, is that she's very, like, I don't know, but if she has a man, I would be very surprised.
She's married.
I'd be very surprised. No man wants a mouth that moves like a flip-flopper, flip-flip, so you can do common DNA to avoid people like that.
Oh, brother, this guy stinks!
First of all, that's just very feminine behavior. And first of all, second of all, you know, I know everyone has, you know, different tastes and they're into different things. Not to get too explicit here, but there's plenty of guys that like lips on women like that. White women out here getting lip fillers and shit to have big lips like that black women have naturally. But anyway, let's get back to fitness. This is the reality. Whether you're like myself, you're putting a good word out there about fitness, trying to help people, or whether it's just you, you know, becoming physically fit or getting to the next level physically, people going to talk shit, right? People going to have shit to say. Y'all see, those of y'all that follow me on Instagram, you've seen me in Instagram beef. You've seen people talking shit about my workouts that are athletically inferior to me, that aren't in any type of shape that I'm in. But they feel the need to talk shit because I'm probably not doing something that they're accustomed to or something they've seen before, right? It's just the reality of it, okay? Toni Fine's killing it in her business, and she's going to have people talk about her. I'm pretty sure she's making more money than that dude who made that video, right? And I'm pretty sure she's fitter than dude who made the video because he made that bullshit excuse about having a baby at first, all right? And 9 times out of 10, this dude ain't pulling no type of hoes. I'm sorry, pulling chicks. I didn't mean to say hoes, it slipped out. Pulling any chicks. Just being honest, man. So keep doing your thing, man. Keep being great. Keep getting fitter. Keep dropping game if you're dropping game. It's just part of the game. Everybody doesn't want to improve. Everybody doesn't want to get better, right? We leave them in the dust, okay? You've seen trolls come on this show that got banned. We leave them in the dust. We don't do that bullshit. I got to get better with ignoring trolls. But sometimes that shit is fun. I enjoy it. Right? Sometimes you got to move on. You're not changing someone's mind. If they don't give a fuck about their health, they got to figure it out on their own. And if they don't figure it out ever, oh well. And I hate to say that. Is that a little bit mean? Yes. But it's the truth. So don't sit here and try to make me a bad guy because I'm moving this way. I'm moving up and you got to leave motherfuckers down here sometimes. And it is what it is. And you know I'm going to tell the truth and you know I got to go. Let's keep it pushing, man. This dude looked like his breath stink. Looking dusty as fuck. See Hercules TV, great live stream.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Appreciate you, brother. Just logged in and he's hating. Runa, insane, right? This jackass dissing Toni Fine. Yep. Crazy SAT. Bro, definitely watch red pill content, but don't practice any of the ones like exercising or discipline. And listen, man, first of all, most red pill content is just in the gutter now. Like it's trash, right? But it amazes me how guys take these red pill talking points and ignore everything about exercise.
Nope.
And focusing on your business.
Nope.
Just insane. Again, people hear what the fuck they want to hear. Any man who clowns a woman has low testosterone.
No diddy, you know.
You said hoes. I'm telling your mom you said a bad word. Oh, brother. She probably upstairs. She probably watching this joint like, oh, I'm going to knock that boy out. My new favorite thing when Chris checks himself, I didn't mean hoes. I miss most of the podcast. I don't think so. I bet he reeks of Newports and beer. Bro definitely jumps girls. Red pill, black pill are all insults that are mad they can't get laid. He probably jealous because Tony got more muscles than he does. Absolutely, bro. Anyway, man, let's keep this thing going. All right, man. Getting a little controversial here. Ken C, never heard of her till you, but she posts good content. Absolutely. Still ignoring her name altogether. Yeah. Red Pill Ninja still out of shape. Look at Umar. The dustiness is strong with this one. Yeah, man. All right, we got this lady here. We're actually exiting the black community. All right. Let's give a round of applause because we made it through the black community segment of the show. All right, good job. Dude is a beta for getting after Tony. I agree. All right, we got this woman here. She says she didn't date until she dropped 200 pounds.
What?
And I know this is controversial, but she's going to tell you how she feels about guys who say they like big women.
Big back activity.
And it's going to shock you what she says about guys who like the big girls. Let's check it out, man. Make sure y'all hit that like button.
I never dated until I lost 200 pounds. I never dated anybody until I lost 200 pounds because most men that like big girls are weirdos. I don't care.
Hold on. Most women that like big girls are weirdos. Let's hear what she has to say.
If I offend anyone, I don't care. You mean tell me that I'm supposed to not think about the only reason why you're dating me is because you have some weird big girl feeder fetish? Hell no.
Sounds familiar. Haven't we spoken about that here? Fetish guys. Feederism.
I would have rather been single than be the object of some weirdo man's weirdo fetish. And I tried a couple of times, but every single time, hey, can I DoorDash you something?
Fellas, y'all here asking girls to DoorDash them something? Because you like when they eat? It's cooked out here for the guys.
You want something to eat? Boy, I swear to God! Always starts off really like innocent. Can I DoorDash you something? Then it turns to twice a day, then three times a day, and you're like, bro,
what?
I kind of want a salary. Like, no, you need to eat. And just so I'm not ripped up in the comments, yeah, some guys are generally nice people and they just like the personality of a girl, yada yada yada, but maybe I was just like a feeder magnet. I don't know, a feeder fetish weirdo man. I don't know. Okay.
Oh, brother, well, this guy stinks!
Whoever her boyfriend was gets that, and she gets one of these. I mean, I told y'all that, man. I told you, whatever guy just, like, specifically goes after big joints, it might be a little awkward, might be into some type of fetish, because I'm telling you, most guys just don't prefer that. And if they do prefer that, they're not turning down 10 fit, slim, in shape baddies, even fit thick baddies for BBW, right? And shout out to her. I'm not saying that you can't date as a bigger woman. You can do what the fuck you want to do. Listen, I don't care, right? But if you lost weight, the chances are you probably will get some better quality, right? And the way guys look, not saying, never mind. But a lot of guys look at bigger women as easy, right? They look at them as having lower self-esteem and somebody they can take advantage from. They look at them as, oh, she's not really going to have a whole bunch of options. It is the truth, okay? And, you know, the same can apply for the women. It's certain type of guys I know y'all could take advantage of. So it's just human nature, all right? So get in that gym. And if you keep running into some dusties, if you keep running into some shitty dudes as a bigger woman, great suggestion for you. Go get that body right and do something. And I bet you some things would be different on your end. And it is what it is. And you know I'm going to tell the truth. And you know I got to go. Let's keep it going, man. Not all women like street dudes, even black women. Wait, so how does it work? They feed women food to get them fatter, and that makes their D hard. That's a thing. It's unclear.
No Diddy, you know?
Feederism is a kink.
Hi, my name is Rosie, and I was groomed into feederism. Feederism is a kink.
Insane. She said, nope, weirdo. I mean, it's the truth. Shout out to Cleveland, Ohio in the building. Bill Fair, what up?
Dom DeMarco.
We got any more Ohio people in the building? We getting a lot of different states and cities in here, man. This is lovely. I love it. I'm Rosie, and I'm addicted to feederism. Y'all love that button. Oh, my God, this woman is exhausting. Which woman are you talking about, Astra? You must be a little behind. If a guy tells me that he prefers big women, I'm going to automatically assume he just came home from prison. If you're at the gym, obviously the fit women are going to get way more attention than the fat women. I've never seen a dude at the gym talk to a fat girl at the gym. That's crazy. Fat women are easy, especially if you're a black guy or a Hispanic guy. That's crazy. Energetic KC, better late than never. Playback gang. Shout out to the Playback gang. Noble Gangster, I'm from Atlanta. Shout out to the A. We got the A in the building, man. Shout out to the A.
Dom DeMarco.
John, you from Ohio too or Atlanta? Damn, we got Ohio and Atlanta, Cleveland and Atlanta in the building. We love to see it, man. Love to see it, man. Let's keep this thing going. What we got next? We got this girl here. She's going to talk about, oh, no, I forgot a video. We got to check this out. We got another simp. Sorry, we're peddling back to the black community. My apologies because I forgot a video.
You know, black people.
No.
We're going to pedal right back to the black community real quick. Oh, John in Connecticut. All right. Okay, so Cleveland, Atlanta, and Connecticut on the pod. We love to see it. Dude's been locked up for years, typically smash anything. NYC, Lulu. Shout out to Duval. Y'all know y'all crazy down there in Duval. Man. Them Florida. Them Florida people crazy. You thought of doing a national tour visiting fans in different states. We'll get to that one day. We'll get to that one day. And I don't like the word fans. But, yeah, I do want to get on the road and do some podcasts. I'm working on, I forgot who it was last episode, but I'm working on, like, setting up a community. That way we can just, you know, do some stuff like that. So just stay tuned, man. But anyway, we got one more simp video. Let me pause that real quick. Let's check out this simp. Black community, we're not done with y'all yet. It's all love, black community, but we're just cooked. Let's check it out. Hold up. Kids in the background. How me and Bae spend quality time. I can't handle them kids. Them badass stepkids in the background.
Nope.
But guys, we got to stop supporting this shit, man. Yeah, right. We complain about how big our women are in the obesity rate, but we literally support this shit, bro. You feeding your woman all types of bullshit for content. And this is the feederism shit we was just talking about.
My name is Rosie, and I was groomed into feederism. Feederism is a kink, like a sexual kink.
Look, and I'm pretty sure this guy doesn't work out, and I'm pretty sure he didn't turn down 10 fit baddies for this, y'all. Let's take a look at the comments section. Oops, what's wrong with my mouse? All right, let's take a look at the comments section. Girl, you have great skin. Oh, but they ain't getting on her stomach. That's her man, so mind y'all business. Let's see what we. I know we got some Simpson here. We gotta have something. He ain't got no job. He just can't do any better. I told y'all.
Dom DeMarco.
All that yummy, yummy. He definitely feeding you fast on purpose. Skin is like silk. Oh man. Well, anyway, she not getting too much love in here. I need someone like him. Big girls. Oh, nah. Okay. All right. Comment's not that good here. But then again, man, just more support, more simping, man. More support and more simping. It is what it is, bro. We never lie on this show. And his bitch ass, I know he ain't say none of the video, but I'm going to still tell his bitch ass to shut his bitch ass
shut
up.
Shut your bitch ass up.
Let's get back in these comments, man. Bowie Maryland in this bit. Get out of here. I can't get with it. Hell nah. Oh, nah. I'm surprised she didn't break that marble table. Yes, that's feederism. Look at that belly.
Belly, belly?
This is why Super BBW's confident as fuck. Bard Simpson.
He's back!
The Simps taking over the black community. That looks like granite. It was granite counter. She better get off that because they can break under pressure despite lasting forever when taken care of. Crazy. I know those stepkids have silver teeth. She got a four for four tire. She got Jeep tire belly head ass.
Belly, belly?
That's obviously not that kid's dad doing that in front of little man. It's insane. Good Lord, bro. I need to just listen to this podcast before I go to work because there go my appetite. My bad, bro.
What?
I'm lost for words, but you keep private business private and traumatized for life. Spider-Mo in her DM. Oh, man. All right, we got this girl here basically saying how she stays lean all year. Let's check it out, man. This one for the ladies, but if it can apply to the fellas too. You know we got to have some actual fitness talk on the show. Let's check it out.
Common traits and behaviors that I have noticed amongst the women who stay lean year round. And I'm not talking about the women who have always been pretty petite. I'm talking about the ones that work for it. But from the outside, it looks effortless. They repeat a lot of the same meals. Some of these women, if you ask them, they'll tell you they've been eating the same breakfast for the last few years. They're not Facts. Viewing every meal as a form of entertainment. It is simply Facts. Fuel for their body. You're not usually going to hear them say things like, I'm on a diet, so I can't, or I'm being bad, or today's a cheat day. Because for Facts. Them, it's a lifestyle and using
definitely got to change your mindset towards food.
That kind of language indicates that it's more of a short-term restrictive thing. Their identity is rooted in somebody who takes care of themselves. They don't negotiate whether they're going to go to the gym or eat right. It's simply a part of who they are. It's not like Facts. A switch that they turn on and off. They're not afraid of the scale and they weigh themselves regularly, not obsessively, but consistently. When you weigh yourself consistently, you're not just going to wake up one day and realize that you gained 10 pounds. There's actually Right. been studies to show that the people who weigh themselves regularly are the ones who are able to maintain weight loss.
And regularly does not mean every day. Don't mean get on the scale every damn day. But like once a week, just to know what's going on. Even if you did it twice a week to know what's going on, but not necessarily every day. Plus, that can possibly mess with your mental and throw you off as well.
They hold a high standard for their body and the way that they treat themselves. It's not about being a one size or shape. It's about not tolerating feeling super uncomfortable in their own skin. Because if they do start to feel that, they will course correct and take action before it gets to that point.
All facts. Listen, man, if you want to get fit, you got to develop the mind of a fit person. And do what they do. So you got to change your mindset towards food. And you do have to take inventory of your weight, you know, body fat, pictures, whatever, you know, your method is for keeping up with your progress. You absolutely got to do that, man. If you wing it, you're going to end up eating chicken wings. It's all facts, man. SAG. So this format, click the other link. I have two links. One is horizontal, one is vertical. You're probably on a vertical one. So just click the other link. That'll be horizontal. I'm probably not going to do this again. I not for YouTube, at least. I meant to do it for Twitter because I stream on Twitter. And then if it's vertical, people are more likely to watch. I accidentally did it on YouTube as well, so my bad. I know that blonde woman has been. You're out of here, buddy. You're out of
Strike
here,
Strike three, you're out.
Take that shit back to Chicago, bro. That's crazy, bro. That's insane. All right, we got one more video. This lady's going to talk about good source of protein, and we're going to get out of here. And if you got any last-minute questions before I, you know, get off the show, just drop them now. And we're going to watch this last video and get on up out of here, man.
This is high protein. This is high protein. This is high protein. This is high protein. This high protein. And this is high protein. These are Thanks. All great high protein sources. Things like peanut butter and eggs, they're not great sources of protein.
A lot of people don't realize that. Like, for some reason, they think peanut butter is like the sufficient source of protein. It's absolutely false.
Nope.
And eggs are great. You know, they got they do have protein. They have cholesterol, good fats. But it's not like a high source of protein. Right? You're going to need a certain amount of eggs. Or you could just have one of these options right here and eat that in addition to the eggs. To have like a high protein breakfast or something like
that. Just because it has protein in it doesn't mean that it's a good protein source. These are all great sources of protein because they all exceed 20 grams of protein per serving. Peanut butter and eggs, they don't. For example, peanut butter. For one serving, there's 90 calories and only 3 grams of protein.
That's pitiful.
Which means to just get 20 grams of protein, I'd have to eat 630 calories, which is a no-go. So next time you're going to eat something because you think it has protein in it, make sure that per serving, it has at least 20 grams of protein.
Absolutely. And, I tell my clients, try to get 30 grams of protein every meal, minimum. Minimum. Every day for breakfast, I eat at least 50 grams of protein, right? That gets me a jump start on my number. I try to get 200 a day. It just makes life easier, right? So try to do that. If you know something has at least 20, right, it's easy to add that, and it's easy to add to that, and you off to a good start in the day. So, I told you, a lot of y'all know this protein is the most important macronutrient that's going to help your muscle tissues repair. It's going to help the biggest organ in our body, our skin. Many benefits to it, man. You got to get your protein. If you are in the gym consistently and you're not tracking your protein or increasing your protein, right, you have goals of building muscle. You have goals of increasing your metabolism. You have goals of burning fat, and you're not eating sufficient protein. Good luck with that goal. It's just not going to happen, right? Protein doesn't automatically make you look like a bodybuilder. Doesn't automatically make you bulky, all right? Doesn't make you look like Larry the Lobster all of a sudden just because you're eating more protein. And protein does not mean only protein shakes. A lot of people hear protein, they think just you want them to eat and drink 4 protein shakes a day. That's absolutely not the case.
Nope.
It's not the case at all, man. So get that protein intake in. And that's another fire episode on the Less Brunches, More Crunches podcast. Good shit, man. All right, let's get in these comments, man. Where are we at? I'm bulking right now and up 5 pounds. How important is hitting 1 gram of protein on a bulk? Eating all this food is tough. I guess you mean 1 gram of protein for your body weight. I think that's what you mean. It's super important, man. It's super important. So what you can do is, you know, if you miss a day, let's say if you're trying to get, say your number is 180 grams of protein a day. If you mess up a day, it's not going to kill you, right? But you want to be in that ballpark. So if you, you know, you're getting 160, you get 180 3 days in a row, the next day you get 160, it's not going to be that big of an issue. But the goal is to get ballpark in, ballpark, you know, around that number, get that in. And but the protein has to be high. You know, that's non-negotiable at all. Like I said, it doesn't have to be perfect every day, but got to keep that protein high. Genova canned tuna has 29 grams. Okay. Not as important. Eat more carbs. Well, the carbs got to be high too. The carbs for sure got to be high. But the protein got to be high too, bro. I'd honestly say they're both important, you know, because a lot of times the macronutrient breakdown has like carbs a little bit more than protein. So I guess you are right for a bulk. That kind of does make sense. The carbs are absolutely important as well. The carbs digest quicker than protein, which is good if you need to eat more calories. The most I've done is 4 protein shakes in 1 day. Anyone who claims they drink 4 is lying. Hit the damn like button. 2 protein shakes in a day. Yeah. Two is a lot. I've done 2 before. That's too damn much. Not sure if I can have a lot of carbs. It blows me up. Well, it depends the quality of carbs. What kind of carbs are you talking about, right? Because if you're eating, if you're eating complex carbs and you're measuring them out and you're eating a good amount of them, right? If you're eating 4 or 5 ounces every meal, that's probably not going to blow you up. Right, but if you're mixing that with some bullshit carbs, right, you're mixing that with some pizza, mixing it with some sweets, You know, you're mixing it with sugary sodas. Those are high in carbs as well. That'll blow you up. But nobody blew up off of, you know, brown rice, white rice, potatoes, sweet potatoes, quinoa. You know what I'm saying? Nobody's blowing up off of that. Yes, sir. Get that protein in, sir, with a good workout schedule, sprints, heavy compound, less other cardio, max results. Absolutely. Daniel Shannon, what up, big dog? I always make sure I eat steak with eggs or turkey with eggs. Absolutely. That's a great breakfast. Rice mostly or potatoes. I think I go wrong with bread. Yeah, bread could be throwing you off too, for sure. Have the good carbs like Kobe recommends, lentils, quinoa, chickpeas, and sweet potatoes. Yeah, those are all great. And yeah, it's all about what carbs you're eating, man. That's all it's about, man. So listen. Like I said, another fire episode on Let's Bunches More Crunches podcast. Go ahead, follow my social media down there. See Marty Fit on Instagram, TikTok, X. See Marty Fit on YouTube, where you're watching right now. Subscribe to the page. Share with a friend. Cop some gear. Let'sbunchesmorecrunches.com for the gear. You can cop gear directly from my YouTube, man. Please support your boy working hard as hell to keep this podcast going. Let's Bunches More Crunches podcast on Apple Podcasts. And listen, man, we will be live again on Friday, 10 o'clock p.m. Eastern. And yeah, man, we're going to keep this thing going. Having some fun. Got a lot more content on the way for y'all. So I'm hoping y'all enjoying the content I'm putting outside of the podcast. And the coolest, coldest, dopest out. Eggs is good with steak, turkey, hash browns. Absolutely. All right, man, you know the motto. If you don't want to unbig your back, don't watch the podcast. If you don't want to get rid of that belly, don't watch the podcast. If you don't want to get better, self-improved mentally, physically, spiritually, don't watch the podcast. And I will catch y'all on Friday night, 10 p.m. Eastern. Appreciate y'all. Love y'all. We out of here. Appreciate y'all watching that episode. I hope y'all enjoyed it. Matter of fact, I know y'all enjoyed it. But I need y'all to do a couple things before we get out of here. Go ahead, smash the like button. Smash that subscribe button. And you got to share the show with a friend. Follow me on social media. See Marty Fit on every platform. Less Brunches, More Crunches podcast on Apple Podcasts. And do me a favor, cop some gear. Less Brunches, More Crunches, the illest, the dopest, the coolest, coldest slogan in fitness. And you know we got the gear. Listen, man, tap into the next episode. Love y'all. We out of here.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.